Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Today we head to Taiwan to learn about a staple shopping accessory that can be found in many wardrobes of older residents. Once fashioned from rush and now constructed from nylon, these shopping bags have taken the country by storm. The writer Clarissa Wei takes us through the history of the Taiwanese granny bag.
When it comes to Taiwanese design, few things are as iconic as a Taiwan granny bag. It's an incredibly simple bag made out of weave nylon in red, green, and blue stripes. It has two handles of the same color scheme, is made out of plastic, and it's waterproof, sturdy, and lasts basically forever. The Taiwanese name for it is Gaji Dea. Derived from the Japanese word kagiyami, it means to weave. It gets its name from Japan because Taiwan was under Japanese rule from 1895 to 1945. And in the beginning, most bags were hand-woven with a fiber called rush. They were sold for about 7 pence a pop and used to carry daily necessities. In the 1970s, as Taiwan began to industrialize, rush was replaced by nylon. And out came these gorgeous striped mesh bags produced by plastic factories. The name stayed the same, and they became synonymous with Taiwanese grandmas, who would use them for shopping at the wet markets to lug back farm-fresh produce, fresh fish, and meats. The bags were universally embraced for being waterproof and resilient, with the same robustness as fishing nets. Eventually, tourists from Japan and Korea saw them as fashion statements, and it slowly became known as the national bag of Taiwan. For Taiwanese diaspora, the bags are a nostalgic throwback. They are a reminder of the hustle and bustle of the island's morning markets, the center of the local community where people still gather and catch up on the latest gossip. Half a century later, the bags are still very much in use all throughout Taiwan today. Old hardware stores sell them for dirt cheap, but now they're 80 pence instead of 7. And throughout the years, they've been leveraged among the youth as a retro fashion statement. Nowadays, there are both lowbrow and highbrow iterations of these bags. Using the red, blue, green color scheme as a foundation, the pattern has been remade into wallets, backpacks, and even umbrellas. Although it's been appropriated as an occasional fashion statement over the years, the beauty of Taiwan's granny bag is that it is still very much a utilitarian product and used by grannies on the island today. For Monocle, I'm Clarissa Wei.
My thanks to Clarissa Wei. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.